Okay, guys, we gotta put our trays up for takeoff.
Where's Dad?
Oh, he's in the back. We could only get three seats together.
Daddy has my pillow.
We'll get it later. Can you not put your feet up, please?
Why aren't we going?
We must be in line for takeoff.
Like security?
Well, that was a different line.
I have to go.
We just sat down.
But I have to go.
The seatbelt sign's on.
Why aren't we moving?
Hey, no kicking.
We're just 15th in line for takeoff.
Son of a...
Don't go there. Go on a real vacation. Go RVing. Learn more at GoRVing.com.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
A tomb on Brunson. A lot of clock ticking here. Lowry got the pick. DiVincenzo comes out of the pack. DiVincenzo finds Brunson. Great defense here by the Sixers. Brunson gets a prayer. A bounce. 2-point game. Maxey hits the deck. Hart takes it from him. Shot clock is off. DiVincenzo, no. Hartenstein with an offensive rebound. Another chance here. DiVincenzo, he's got it. The Knicks have the lead again. Why?
And just like that, the game slipped away. Welcome on in. Yeah, the why to start it is perfect there. Welcome on in. It is the Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio. I always say good morning, Hugh, and I hope you're having a good morning. But I think a lot of people around here are not having a great morning, Hugh, because that was rough. Good morning, Hugh.
Good morning, Joe. Good morning, Philly. Some of y'all need to update y'all profile pics because y'all don't look like that no more. You know, want to put that out.
Well, you know what? You know, a little levity maybe will help us today as we try to unpack this thing.
Man, I was crazy.
Crazy is an understatement. It's one of the worst losses you'll ever see in the postseason. I mean, and the Sixers, unfortunately, really unfortunately, have specialized in these over the years.
You know what that feels like? Because, like, I probably was like everybody else last night. What, 20 seconds left on the clock, up 5 points. You're looking at it, and I'm getting ready to get ready for the next day. You know, get ready to go to sleep or whatever. It felt like somebody kicked me in the groin, man. It felt like I got kicked square in the groin, and I could not believe what I saw happen last night. That's a tough way to lose, man.
It's awful.
Tough way to lose.
And much like getting kicked in the groin, the pain lingers. Today, you know, 12 hours later. There's no other way to say it. It was a disaster. The end-of-game sequence was a disaster. The Sixers had that game. And I believe they gave it away. I know we're going to talk a lot about the refs today.
What?
I believe they gave it away.
Come on.
No, Q, listen. All right, I'll let you say your piece on this. And I'm not going to sit here and tell you the refs didn't screw up. I think they did. They should have called a foul on Maxey, and at least one of the times probably should have seen that Nick Nurse is calling a timeout. But I think the Sixers gave that away more than the refs took it from them. Kyle Lowry could have called his own timeout on the inbound.
Okay.
Nick Nurse could have been more demonstrative to get the call on the timeout. He was a little wishy-washy. Yeah, while the inbound was going on,
yeah.
He was like half in, half out. Like, if you need the timeout.
But the one with Maxey was on the floor, though.
I know.
He definitely called a timeout.
And they probably should have given that to him. And if you look at the replay, there was a tug on Maxey's jersey as he's trying to get open. I understand that. But here's what stands out to me at the end. 215-592-9494. Lowry could have called a timeout. Nurse could have called a timeout after the shot. Like, after the Brunson shot, Nurse could have called his timeout there, advanced the ball to half court, given himself and his team more opportunity to get the ball in. Maxey's got to handle that situation better. I thought we saw his youth a little bit last night. He played great for almost all that game. But I thought we saw his youth at the end. And then on top of all of it, they didn't have to be in that situation. Get a rebound. Just get a rebound, and they probably still win the game. And then on top of it, the reason we were at that point and the game wasn't more, you know, finished, the supporting cast last night stunk. I mean, they didn't help out Maxey and Embiid enough, who both gave a lot last night. they didn't help him out. I mean, like, the rest of the team scored 32 total points. It's just, Hugh, it's so frustrating because they have held Jalen Brunson down for two straight games. Mm-hmm. Like, this, we before the series, we were talking about how he might be a top 10 player in the league now. They shut him down, and they're down 0-2. So I saw it my way. Hugh, how did you see the end there?
I saw a Sixers team that was playing with a hobbled Joel Embiid who went out there. Something's going on with Joel Embiid outside of his knee, too, because something's going on with that eye.
Yep.
Like, I don't know what's going on with that eye that he has. But I saw a hobbled Joel Embiid go out there and give you all that he had. Now, I know that there's a lot of people out there that feel like, you know, a hobbled Joel Embiid ain't enough to get it done. But, damn it, it was last night. The way that he played last night, and I know there's an argument there where down the stretch he could have been better, but you were in that game. You fought to get back in that game, and the refs took it away from you. See, this is why – like, listen, I'm not accusing anybody of having any skin in the game as far as the referee is concerned when it comes to this, but this is why people look at basketball and they look at it with the side eye, because you let them play all night long, Joe. And then you swallow the refs at the end of the game. You swallow the whistles at the end of the game. Swallow the refs. You swallow the.
Well, some people wish the refs were swallowed up and yeah, disappeared.
No. Swallow it. You don't eat it.
You swallow the whistles at the end of the game. That was ridiculous. Like I said, I have never seen anything momentum swing so quickly and so much stuff happen in a short period of time that changed the outcome of the game. Like that was ridiculous. That was ridiculous. And I tell you what, the Knicks know. They know they got away with one.
Of course
they
do.
They know they got away with
one,
but I'm still.
They're up 2-0,
but they still got to come back to Philly.
Well, they do. They're in a huge advantage.
2 days of rest for Joel Embiid. I like my chances.
Well, I would have liked my chance a lot more if the game went another way last night. 215-592-9494. Let's hear from Nick Nurse after the game. His vantage point, what he thought he was trying to do, what he thought he accomplished by, you know, signaling for a timeout, did not get it from the referees. Here's Nick Nurse after the game.
Obviously, they score. We take a look at getting it in quick. We don't get it in quick. I call timeout. Referee looked right at me, ignored me, went into Tyrese. I called timeout again. Then the melee started. And, yeah, I mean, I don't know, I guess I got to run out onto the floor or do something to make sure and get his attention. But needed a timeout there to advance it. Would have been good, but couldn't get it.
They didn't say anything to you or an explanation?
Mm-mm. There was no time to talk about it. Matt, you can ask him if you want to. See if he saw me calling timeout. I just watched the film just to make sure, and I'm clearly calling timeout. I didn't see if he looked at me in the film, but I could see me clearly calling timeout twice.
Look, we've all seen the replay 1,000 times. We've seen the still shots of it. He's calling timeout. You could see it. When Max is on the ground, he's calling timeout. He is kind of half in, half out, calling a timeout while Lowry has the ball. My issue is, and I'm not saying like anything Hugh said is wrong or anything you feel is wrong about the refs, Lowry could have called his own timeout. Like, the Sixers could have taken that back in their own hands. Instead, they let the referees get involved, and the whole thing just fell apart so fast. Let's hear Embiid after the game, down in the dumps after the Sixers go down 0-2.
Did you think you guys had gotten a timeout in?
I mean, everybody on the floor was trying to call a timeout, myself including Nico, coach on the sideline. But they didn't give it to us. But, you know, forget about the timeout. There's a bunch of fouls. You know, that's f***ing unacceptable.
Well, it was. I mean, his that might be the phrase that describes game two more than anything. Bleeping unacceptable. It was. It's unacceptable.
It was.
For that to end, Hugh, Maxey played such a great fourth quarter. You gave Joel credit, which he deserved, for fighting through last night.
He fought hard.
He gave them a lot.
For a guy like, and this one thing, like, his presence out there on the court matters. And he was out there. He couldn't move. Now, you could even make the argument towards the end of the game if he had a little bit more lift and got a couple of those rebounds.
I know.
But the fact that he was out there, man. And I get, like, I understand where Sixers fans are coming from because, you know me, as soon as games like that happen, I go straight to the comments.
See, I couldn't go to the comments.
I go straight to the comments.
I was making my own comments privately.
I want to see what the people are saying. And I'm not going to begrudge anybody for being upset with the way that game ended, especially the long-suffering Sixers fans. I'm not going to be mad at you, but that was one that I feel that got away, and I still feel bullish about this team. I still think we're going to take this in six.
Yeah, though. Six?
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah, Hugh,
Listen, Kyle.
I wish I had your optimism. I wish.
The best gauge as a fan that I have, that I work with every day, is Kyle Quinn.
You know what?
Because
shut up.
When I tell you, when I try – to be optimistic, and Kyle, you know, curses me out or tells me, you know, STFU, he's an idiot. Basically, I get it. So don't think that I don't understand what everybody's going through. Black Gritty has some pointed words from me yesterday and everything. It's cool, man, but I get what you're going through. I'm just trying to tell you what I see.
Yeah, you know what this is like? This is like the guy, my heart was ripped out, and you're sitting there saying, maybe we can put it back in.
You know what I'm saying? That's
maybe the doctor can patch you back up.
You know what? We'll get some band-aid. We'll get you some band-aid, some gauze. You'll be good as new. You'll be right as rain.
It
doesn't help that I'm blind.
Yeah, I can't say I hope you're wrong. I hope you're right. I'm just not. Boy.
That does feel like it got away, though.
It did get away. It did.
That was stolen from us. But I'm still optimistic about this.
215-592-9494. Today's the day for you to react. We only have one guest. Howard will join us in the 11 o'clock hour. That's it, though. We moved around some other stuff. Today's the day for you guys to react with us after, really, unfortunately, what was an all-time Philadelphia loss. Kyle, your take on what happened last night. How much you blame the refs versus the Sixers?
I don't know why I do this to myself year after year with all of our teams. It just seems to get worse and worse.
It's Groundhog Day with the Sixers.
And they somehow manage to one-up themselves every single year with the pain of the loss. The refs, they were ass. I'm not going to deny that. But that's not why the Sixers lost. I'm a big you create your own luck guy. The Sixers put themselves in position for the game to be affected by the refs. I mean, that's something we should all know going in. Like, this is an NBA game. The officiating is not going to be great. It's on New York's home court. They might get a little bit of home cooking. Like, that's how this works. If I recall correctly, Sixers had a pretty big lead early in that game. Mm-hmm. They let that slip away. They had a 5-point lead at the end of the game. Kyle Lowry missed a crucial free throw to allow the Knicks. They opened the door for that game to end the way that it did. The soft rebounding at the end of the game, like standing around, all of that stuff. Like, it's just way too much ineptitude by the Sixers, mostly the role players. I thought Embiid and Maxey did their part. But Kelly Oubre stunk. Like, Tobias Harris somehow mustered up a not terrible game. And the rest of the guys just completely folded. Buddy Hield, non-factor. So, like,
he doing when he turned it over when he was going to the bathroom?
I just don't understand. Like, half the stuff they were doing at the end of the game, I couldn't for the life of me wrap my head around. So I can't put this on the officials, man. The Sixers totally let that game go.
Yeah, they choked it away.
I can put it on the officials.
Yeah, I know. And a lot of people probably will. 215-592-9494. Two more small things. Then all your phone calls here. One, I need Maxey to take that shot at the end. It was probably dead anyway. They probably had lost the game anyway. I need Maxey to shoot that ball. I mean, he had been hot in the fourth quarter. He's a better three-point shooter. Let Maxey take that shot. Don't hand it to Joel with the clock running down. Take that shot. And the other thing, and I can't get it out of my head. And I'm not ripping Joel. He gave a lot last night. I asked for more. He gave more last night. Right? He gave more than he did in game one. Between him and Tobias, the rebound is there. It's just hanging in midair, and I'm watching Hartenstein fly in. Either Joel
or Tobias
has to grab that rebound.
That's I put that more on Tobias because Joel was
right
out there.
There.
He was out there. You could tell that knee was seriously bothering him last night.
How about this stat? Rebounds last night. Joel had 10, 8 in the first quarter, 1 in the second, 1 in the third, 0 in the fourth. He can't jump in the fourth quarter.
Yeah, he was done. Hopefully these next 2 days – will allow him to get, you know, some kind of rest. I still think part of it is he's still struggling to believe in his knee. But the big fella was out there. He gave you all he had last night. And to your point, it was enough. He gave enough last night to win that game.
Well,
No question about it. Should have won that game.
It should have been enough. All right, let's go to the phone lines here. 215-592-9494. As we discussed, just an unthinkable loss by the Sixers last night. Chris in Middletown. Hey, Chris.
Good morning, fellas. How are we doing?
What's going on?
Well, I've been better, Chris. That was not fun last night at the end.
Ah, dude, my lower abdomen has still got cramps in it. I mean, that was not pretty last night, fellas.
No, it wasn't.
And it's the way, Chris, it's how fast it happened. Like, it was all good with 35 seconds to go, and then within 20 seconds on the game clock, it was a disaster. I mean, just a total disaster.
Dude, they literally were talking at the end of the game as like, oh, look at this. We split. We got one. We'd be happy. Da 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 da. Like, it was over. And then all of a sudden it was like, you know, the rug was pulled up. But, guys, let me start with the Phils, and then I'm going to get over to this here Sixers debacle. Last night, you know, no Bryce, no problem. Handled the Reds. You know, we had Cy Young on the mound again last night. Dude,
I don't give a shit.
Is just ridiculous. Quiet, Kyle. About
to
be angry
with you. Keep your mouth down.
I'm going to share your anger in a second, Kyle. And then, Schwarber, man, I love Schwarbs, especially the lean Schwarbs. Kudos to him. On first base, Rumoto hits a double and he scores.
So. I mean, come on.
It was a nice little silver lining. Unfortunately, it doesn't overtake what happened later.
No one cares, Chris.
So let's go on.
Chris
all right.
cares.
Here's my problem. You know what? The damn Sixers, all right? The refereeing was terrible. They kept holding them. They kept getting all the calls, all of that. But you know what really makes me hold myself back, Hugh? I want to curse. It really makes me hot is no one showed up on that team other than two players. It was only, God bless Embiid, give him credit. He busted his butt out there. Maxie was all over, playing Jordan, got the flu. Dude, listen to this. Crumble Cookie did nothing. He had 10 points the entire game in 41 minutes. And I think he had like 8 or 10 in the first quarter. And he just was non-existent. Lowry had 8 points. Ulrey had 4. The bench had 10 points between 3 players. Guys, that is abysmal. That is beyond abysmal. We had no intensity. They kept ripping rebounds and rebounds from us because these guys have no heart. What is going on with this team? How do you put yourself in a position and then fail up to show up? Poirier, you know what? I'm done with this. Next game, you better pull your hands out of your geezers and show up and damn play. I'm tired of supporting this softness. I'm tired of this trash. You better show up next game. I'm out.
Chris, appreciate the phone call.
I don't know if I share his sentiment about guys kind of didn't show up. The bench, again, was the factor in this game. When you talk about the bench scoring for the Knicks,
it's a major difference
to the Sixers.
Well, I would say everyone else other than Maxie and Embiid really didn't do show up.
They gave you points, but bench.
Did they?
Yeah, they gave you a few points.
So like, the Sixers.
Tobias is about trending in the area that he's been trending in. Gave you 7.
He was 4 of 11 for 10 points.
I'm not talking about his shot selection. I'm talking about the points that he gives you on the night to night. So he's kind of in his wheelhouse as far as what we expect from him.
Listen,
you got to get better shooting from
last me. Last night, Tobias and the rest of the crew, other than Joel and Maxie, right? Joel and Maxie combined last night for 69 points in that game. The Sixers scored 101. That means the rest of the team, including 3 starters, Tobias, Lowry, and Oubre, and the 3 bench guys that played, shot 12 of 33 and combined for 32 points. Buddy Hield came here as one of the most prolific 3-point shooters in the history of pro basketball. I keep saying this. It just feels like, imagine if the Phillies traded for a power bat with like 300 home runs and he just couldn't hit a home run when he got here. Or if the Eagles trade for a sack artist with 100 sacks and he couldn't get near the quarterback. This guy's got 1,900 threes in the NBA. He shot 2 last night in 15 minutes and missed both. What did Daryl Morey say when he got here? What was that line by Morey? Need to hear this. We hear this line by Morey?
We feel like we got the best player at the trade deadline that was traded. And we felt like he gave us exactly what we were looking for, which is, he's one of the best 3-point shooters in NBA history. We really like what he adds to the team. And we feel like our healthy group, our playoff rotation with Buddy Hield is right there with everyone in the entire league. He puts the fear of God in the other teams.
I'm going to have nightmares about that sentence after watching Buddy Hield in the playoffs so far. The fear of God. I'm the one that has the fear of God watching this because I know he's not going to shoot the basketball on the court. It's unreal. 215-592-9494. Let's react together. John is up next on WIP. Hey, John.
Hey, guys, doing? Thanks for taking my phone call.
Anytime, John. What are you feeling this morning?
Yeah, listen, I'm 44 years old. I've been watching the NBA since I was like 9 years old. That was the worst officiated game I've ever watched in my life. There were so many calls in the third quarter where Embiid's just getting destroyed. No foul shots. There was a pass that Lowry dished off. I mean, they're getting absolutely hammered and nothing's being called. I'm also sick and tired of disrespect that Tyrese Maxey gets when he takes the ball to the hole. He constantly hits the floor, gets hammered, and he never gets and ones. It's ridiculous. But here's my point, right? When it comes to officiating, I used to know a college basketball. He was a college basketball official for 20 years. He actually brought me to a game, and they basically discuss scenarios. So when they go into halftime, certain scenarios they know, right? So the Sixers are up 4 points, right? Boom, the three hit, they're down one. They know that the other team either has to foul them in order to get the ball back. There's certain things that they should know to look for. Okay, if the team doesn't get the ball in within 5 seconds, they're probably going to call a timeout. So situationally, and then the one ref that disappears to mid-court like Casper the Friendly Ghost, the guy just X out of the screen. I don't know if anyone saw that. The most depressing thing, I knew there was a foul in the last play of the game. What I didn't know is when Nick Nurse went into his presser and said that he tried to call timeout twice, and then I saw the video of it. It's absolutely egregious. They can file a grievance. Nothing's going to happen. But the Knicks have been getting away with bloody murder in the entire series, and it just makes you think. I mean, it was so ridiculous. It makes me so angry because, listen, I never want to blame officials on games, but that one right there, that one was plain and obvious.
Yeah.
The referees caused it. The other thing I don't like, and this is just something that's about in the country, okay, you should be able to criticize referees without getting fined $50,000 if they don't do their job.
Don't sound like nobody care now.
Yeah, John, I agree with that. I agree. You made a lot of great points, John. And, John, we appreciate the phone call. I agree with that. If you have something to say and you want to vent after a game, especially a big game, I know the league doesn't love it because it puts a bad light on it. Yeah, speak out. Say your piece. Here's the one thing I don't love, though. Is the grievance really necessary?
I mean, it's not going to change anything.
We're going to grieve all day on WIP. It's not going to change anything. There's no positive thing that comes from the grievance. Like, they're not going to overturn the call. It's not going to replay the last minute of the game.
Is there a way for me to file a grievance against the Sixers?
That's what WIP's for.
For all
actually,
the pain
yeah.
and suffering.
Well, it's because they're fed up. Because I was reading somewhere where they've been behind the eight ball as far as getting penalties.
They've
been put in a bad spot as far as penalties are concerned.
For the whole season, really.
Yeah, so they're just tired of it. And a game of this magnitude, man. Like, I don't know how y'all felt, but the emotional roller coaster that I was on from the end of that game into the way it actually mm-hmm. ended, it was bananas. And you're sitting there wondering, okay, in that whole sequence, 20 seconds left on the clock, how did nobody get fouled? Nobody got fouled.
Well, Maxie did.
That's what I'm saying. But nobody got fouled. You know how much stuff had to go right for you to get 5 points in that time frame, and nobody called anything? That was the egregious part. And they were just frustrated. And it's not going to change the outcome of the game. But I will say this. With everything that has been going on with basketball these last couple months, I'm talking about college and pros, it makes people look at the game and think it's fixed.
Well, you know what? And that's an NBA problem that anyone's
no,
even
I'm just
wondering
saying,
that.
It,
yeah.
It makes – I'm not saying it is. Let me be clear. But it makes people look at it and be like, wow, that's interesting how that happened in that moment. You've been letting them play all night, man. You've been letting those cats play all night. Then all of a sudden when the game gets tight and the Sixers come back – because there's a moment in that game where it looked like it was a wrap.
About 8 minutes ago in the fourth, the Knicks took a big lead.
When the Knicks came up and took a big lead, the Sixers fought back, and you're like, well, hell, we're still in this. And they went up five, and you're thinking, okay, it's coming back to Philly 1-1.
Mm-hmm.
It makes people look at that and be like, It makes you go, man. It really does.
It does. It was not well officiated at the end. I blame the Sixers more, though. Lack of execution. Nick Nurse got to be better. I know he could tell me only once to call two timeouts. How about call it before the inbounds? Move the ball to half court. 215-592.
Think he got bungholitis?
No, a little bit. 215-592-9494. We react together after just an all-time loss last night by the Sixers. It is an 0-2 series. The Sixers have never come back in a seven-game series from
0-2.
Thibodeau
needs to cut his hair, too, man.
Thibodeau's annoying.
He needs to, like, listen, man.
His teams play hard, but he's annoying.
Almost there. Your stuff don't grow all over. Just cut it off, man. Like whatever hairstyle you think you're rocking or whatever you ask for when you go to the barber, your barber's not doing you any service,
something
man.
Tells me Tom Thibodeau's not focused on his looks as much
No,
as
I'm just
think.
Saying, but you need to let that. Your wife or somebody in your family, your immediate family, need to tell you. You need to cut that
well,
off.
Well, that's why
man.
We have you here, to tell people the
well,
truth.
Well, Tom, you need to cut that.
215-592-9494. We'll come back. Your phone calls. We heard from Nurse and Beat after the game. We'll let you hear from a few others when we get back. The King, no, not Howard, and a famous Knicks fan, Stephen A. Smith. What he said about the officials at the end of the game. You're going to want to hear this. Your reaction coming up on the Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, guys, we got to put our trays up for takeoff.
Where's Dad?
Oh, he's in the back. We could only get three seats together.
Daddy has my pillow.
We'll get it later. Can you not put your feet up, please?
Why aren't we going?
We must be in line for takeoff.
Like security?
Well, that was a different line.
I have to go.
We just sat down.
But I have to go.
The seatbelt sign's on.
Why aren't we moving?
Hey, no picking.
We're just 15th in line for takeoff.
Son of a...
Don't go there. Go on a real vacation. Go RVing. Learn more at GoRVing.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
I saw Tyrese Maxey get mugged, if I'm being told this. He got fouled at least two or three times. There's no reason on earth why that call shouldn't have been made. It wasn't made, unfortunately, for the Sixers.
Stephen A.
He don't care.
In.
He don't care.
Well, he wants the Knicks to win.
Yeah, he's a Knicks fan. The way he acted a whole donkey the first game, like on television. I was just like, man, You're not being a professional, Stephen A.
Well, he's doing his
thing.
You're
letting your fandom show through.
Well, that's what he does. And unfortunately, right now, we're on the wrong side of it. Our welcome back midday show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio, 215-592-9490. For refs of the Sixers, who are you blaming more for what happened last night? Listen, I'm not absolving the refs. I'm not pretending that I think they got it all right. I don't. But the Sixers, the way I viewed that, put themselves in that position. They let themselves lose that game.
Man, the Sixers fought to get back
in
that
game. Yeah, but then they blew it, though.
Yeah, but they fought.
It's not about fighting. It's about winning.
But wait a minute. This team didn't give up. They didn't give up last night. Now, the outcome was similar to the ones that they've been in the past. But I think you get some props for fighting, getting back in that game the way that you did.
No! Wait a second. They did come back.
Yeah, they did.
But they were leading.
And they should have won.
But they were the better team last night, and they blew
it. They should have won.
But they didn't.
They should have won last night. They should have won.
I just look at it as this. The point guard showed his inexperience. The coach, who is supposed to give them an advantage, I didn't think late gave them a great advantage. And he could tell me all he wants. He called a timeout. He could have called it before the inbounds pass. Lowry's got to know better as a 38-year-old that the clock is ticking there and they're swarming Maxey. And they have to get a rebound. It's not my objective today to rip Joel. I thought he gave more, and he gave to the level I needed him to give last night. But he, along with Tobias and Batum, are in the paint as the last rebound comes down. And Hartenstein just runs in there and grabs it over them. That's on the Sixers.
I'm more mad at Crumble Cookie for that, though.
Yeah, but he's just one. There's three of them down there. Three guys, 6'8 or taller, and nobody can grab a rebound. It's infuriating. They got to finish that game. 215-592-9494. All right. It's not just Hugh, and it's not just a lot of people that are on the referees. How about LeBron James after his game last night? And there were some questionable calls there as the Lakers blew a 20-point lead. So the Lakers are all frustrated with the refs in Denver last night, even though Jamal Murray and Jokic just took it from them. So they're annoyed. And then LeBron throws this out there as obviously he saw what happened out east.
I don't understand what's going on in the replay center, to be honest. I think I said it this year or last year or whatever. D'Lo clearly gets hit in the face on a drive. It doesn't make sense to me. It makes no sense to me. It bothers me. And then I just saw what happened with the Sixers-Knicks game, too. What are we doing?
You got to love this is up for argument, up for debate, when the best player in the game is watching your game and he comments on it, because he doesn't care. He knows he's 1 foot out the door, but he still has a big voice in it, and he says exactly how he feels. What are we doing? That was ridiculous down the stretch. It was ridiculous. And I don't care what anybody says about people being upset. The referees last night, They did us no justice last night. That was ridiculous.
Well, they could have called it differently. The Sixers also could have put themselves in a better position. I mean, Kyle mentioned Lowry missed a free throw late in that game. The Sixers helped the Knicks get in position to do what they did. I mean, that's the way I view this. Like, this series should be 1-1, and it's not because the Sixers couldn't execute down the stretch.
Just a quick aside, you know who has no right to be blaming the officials last night? LeBron James. They blew a 20-point lead.
It's loser energy.
That's such loser energy. What are we doing?
It is.
Hold on, wait a minute. We ain't going to attack the guy that's
trying to damn right we
no,
are,
we're not,
Hugh.
No, we're not doing that this morning.
I will. Watch me.
When you blow a 20-point lead, I mean, it's loser energy.
That's even worse. That's way worse than the Sixers blaming the refs.
Wait a minute, Kyle. What you say? I will. Just watch.
Just watch me.
That was really childish.
We're petty on this show. That's what we do. All right, Brian in Oxford joins the party. What's up, Brian?
Brian
there, buddy? Brian won't. Kyle will. Brian won't.
Just watch me. I will. Just watch me.
Let's go to Will in the Northeast. Hey, Will.
How you gentlemen doing today?
We're trying to get by, Will.
What's up, man?
All right, man. Listen, like, I'm going to really have to say this. Like, we can't rely on the refs. I know they like, messed up on a lot of calls, but we saw a lot of missed calls during the course of the game. So after a while, you have to understand, like, okay, we got to beat the team and the refs.
Wait a minute, Will. We did beat the team. The refs got them back in the game.
Yeah, that's true. But see, like, a game like that, and I got to give some of this to Nick Nurse. Like you just said earlier, Joe, before he even inbounds the ball, it's a timeout. We're designing a play for the best shooter on the court. We going to get him open and then let him take the dang winning shot. And if he missed, guess who they're unloading the rebound? Embiid. But the whole thing is, like, as the game continued to go on, we had to understand that, listen, we got to pull this out. You know what I mean? It seemed like everybody, like, kind of, like, self-destructed in them last few seconds of the game. But we got to get better with it. Like, we can't rely. And from here on out, and this is for every team, do not rely on the refs to save us. Play to the end and finish.
I agree, Will. I agree. It was a self-destruction. And the frustrating part is, it was a team-wide effort. It wasn't just one guy. You know, sometimes in basketball, it's one guy, right? One guy screws it up, but it wasn't. I mean, right. Lowry, I think he could call the timeout himself there. When that internal clock is ticking and it's like 1, 2, 3, when it gets to 4 and he's not sure Maxie's open, call the timeout. Like, get out of a bad situation, and then Maxie can't put the ball on the ground. Like, once he goes to the ground, they're in trouble. I mean, it felt like the whole thing. And then Nurse could also call the timeout as soon as Brunson hits the shot, Will.
Yeah, and I totally agree, man. And I just want to say thank you for taking my call, and I missed you guys. Thank you.
Well, we appreciate you, man. Yeah, look, there's a lot of blame to go around, a lot. And again, I'm not absolving the referees. I do think that they could have called a foul there, and they probably could have given Nurse a timeout when he was calling it for a while. I feel like the Sixers let that slip through their hands, and there's a lot of it's everyone else's fault. Well, they had that. That's a game they should have won. What the most frustrating part of these first two games, Hugh, is they have held Brunson in check. That guy, it was, you know, a lot of games this year scoring 35, 40. He is barely at 30% shooting. If I had told you 5 days ago that they would hold Brunson in the first two games to 16 of 55 from the field, I think you would have said, we're up 2-0.
Yeah.
And they're down 0-2.
Yeah, it's just unfortunate that the valiant effort that they put forth last night just didn't pan out for him, man. And that's the first thing about it. I'm not one to blame the refs, but damn it, last night, you cannot, like, what they did last night was just egregious. It was crazy. Nobody got fouled down the stretch, Joe. Nobody.
Well, Maxie probably did.
No, Maxie definitely did. He definitely got fouled, and nobody called it. They just let him play. That was ridiculous.
Well, okay, but then, all right, so yeah.
Five points, Joe. I could see if it was a 2-point game. That's 5 whole points, sure, that they gave, that they let them get back in with.
He got fouled, but that's not an excuse to hand the ball back to the Knicks. Fight! Don't let the Knicks have the basketball. He felt it when.
You know what? The only way that thing could have been equalized is if somebody would just jumped up and just punched somebody in the face.
Or grab a rebound. Grab a rebound.
I blame Tobias Harris for that, because we know at that point Joel Embiid was on one leg. He was on one leg around there.
Listen, I hear you, but if that's our mentality, that our center can't get a rebound in the fourth quarter,
Weren't you just happy he was out there fighting the way that he was fighting?
Are the Sixers the little engine that could, or were they the favorite to start the series? I want to win.
Engine that could.
Well, yeah. Because sometimes the way we talk about them all is he tried, like we talk about our kids in Little League. No, it's just
First of all, it's kind of like we have to take what we can get with Joel Embiid. Let's be real. Like, this is the most, I would say, that we've seen him step up to the plate and try to be the battler than we've seen in a long time. So, yeah, if he's the little engine that could in this situation. Joe, yes, he's exactly
he's
that right now.
He's the reigning NBA
he
MVP.
He is the reigning MVP that looked better last night, even though he was hobbled, than he has at any other point during the playoffs. Would you agree with that?
Well, it's only two games, but sure,
well, I'm
three
just
games.
Saying in a short sample
yeah,
size.
Yeah, his best offensive game.
He toughed it out.
He toughed it out last night.
We got to take what we can get.
But I understand that, and I like. There's only so much he could do, I guess, at this point physically, right? He's but the two fourth quarters against the Knicks, he's got nothing. He's drained at the end of the game, and I just find it very hard to imagine they can win this series if he. How do you win if your center's just out of it in the fourth quarter?
Hopefully, these 2 days of rest will help him out. That's what I'm hoping.
Yeah, okay,
for.
So maybe. But then, so they have 2 days of rest between 2 and 3, and then they have 2 more days of rest before game 4, but then after that, 5, 6, 7, or 1 day in between.
Hopefully by that time, like, this is what I'm hoping for, Joe, is that he's comfortable enough and he's strong enough. Because I think a lot of, and you know, it's not like he's going to get that much stronger in the next couple of days.
Right.
But just strong enough so that he could push through a lot better and be available in the fourth quarter, have a little bit more lift in the fourth quarter. That's what you're hoping for. Because I think a lot of the issues that he's having right now is probably more strength than anything. Strength. And that knee probably just feels a little weak.
Yeah.
He needs to strengthen the muscles around.
I'm sure it does. And I know he gave a lot of effort last night. He gave what he had. The whole thing wasn't enough. 215-592-9494. I'm just jotting down all the things that went wrong at the end. And yes, on my list are the referees and the lack of a call on.
You need more paper?
I think I do. I have the Lowry missed free throw. I have Lowry not calling the timeout on the inbound himself. I have Nurse not calling the timeout himself. I have Maxey going to the ground. As soon as Maxey went to the ground, they were screwed.
Kiss the baby.
That's a travel, or he's going to lose the basketball because the Knicks are going to try to steal it from him at that point. No rebound. And then at the end, you have Maxey handing off to Embiid for a flat-footed shot, and then there's referees. There's like 10 things that all went wrong in 25 seconds. It's wild. Tony in Glenside. Hey, Tony.
Hey, listen. I hear what everybody's saying. All right, but let's look at the number one factor here. When the referees got one job to do in the game, that's it. Now, yes, Lowry missed free throws. Knicks missed 3 free throws. The Knicks had made some rebounds. The Sixers made rebounds. Listen, the problem is this. If you got a referee, their job is to sit there, watch the game, call the game, no one way or the other. Okay, a foul is a foul. That's just that simple. A foul is a foul. If it's a foul, call it. If it's not, don't call it. But my thing is this. Everybody's blaming the Sixers. They had a lead. Listen, everybody get paid. You got the Knicks players. You got the Philadelphia players. They made a run. We made runs. That's part of the game. Okay? But you don't need a ref to one side the game.
Tony, I agree with that. But here's the difference. Here's where we, I think, see it a little different. Yes, they had rebounds. We had rebounds. They missed free throws. But we did all our bad stuff in the last 35 seconds. That's where the game was in the balance.
I hear what you're saying, but this is how I go. Listen, some teams work better under pressure. I understand. But when it comes down to it, we was up. We was up 5 points. That same play. If you go back to the Miami Heat game, the same play they called Nicholas Batum where he grabbed Hero on the out-of-balance call.
Yeah, you're talking about the first game.
Yeah, he just grabbed him. It wasn't no bad one. He just grabbed him. They called foul. They got a technical foul on that. Now circle back to our game. They mauled him, man. They grabbed his jersey, they pulled it, they pushed him down on the ground. They did everything they did to Maxey, and no call.
I agree, on, Tony. Bro. I agree. They should have called a foul on Maxey. Like Tony. I'm with you. We appreciate. I'm not saying that there shouldn't have been a foul call. I saw the same thing you guys did. It would have been perfectly acceptable, and Knicks fans would be babies if they cried if there was a foul called. I mean, I agree. They could have called the foul on Maxey. Probably should have called the foul. But all the other stuff had to happen too. If they just rebound the ball, it doesn't matter.
Dude, you were losing that game. See, this is why I don't understand. We were losing that game. It looked like we were about to lose. We went up 5. We had 20 seconds left on the clock, and this is how you doing them, Joe? That's kind
how
of
how I'm doing them.
Yeah, that, I mean, blaming the Sixers.
No, not because they blew it.
Joe, they can't. I hear what you're saying, but still, the refs blew it.
When Maxey lost the ball, when they didn't call the foul and didn't give Nurse his timeout, who was winning the game?
We were.
That's it.
We were.
And then the next shot the Knicks took missed, and the ball was in the air. If the Sixers rebound the ball, I give them a 95% chance to win the game.
If the refs would have saw the timeout, then that play would have never counted. Is that the same thing? If the refs would have saw him calling Nick Nurse, the ref was running down the sideline, and Coach Nurse was sitting there doing this, that play never would have counted.
Do we not recall some of the calls that maybe shouldn't have went our way earlier in the game? Like Nick Nurse getting that challenge on the foul where I feel like people like, who was it? It was DiVincenzo. Probably got punched in the face like 3 times on that loose ball. And Nick Nurse got it our way. Like, they were making some calls on both sides.
So basically what you're saying
it's
now
just
is
because
they
it happened
just,
in a concentrated last
they were
30
just
seconds.
They were just righting the wrongs of the universe in that point.
No, I don't know. That's not my point. My point is that, like, I'm sure that if the game had gone our way, that Knicks fans could have complaints about the refs too.
Not when the game handled, like, not when you're mauling Maxey like that towards the end, man. No, that ain't the same thing.
But isn't the outcome the same? I'm trying to play this in my head. So the Sixers are up 1, right? The Sixers are inbounding the ball. They're up 1. If they call the foul on Maxey getting shoved to the ground or knocked to the ground, it's Maxey at the free throw line up 1, right? Mm-hmm. The Sixers are up 1. Sixers ball on the free throw line. Maxey has to shoot 2 free throws. Isn't that the same thing as the Knicks missed the shot after mugging Maxey? If they rebound the ball, Sixers up 1 at the free throw line. It's equal.
Yeah, but if you call timeout, you don't get a say. You don't get that play is nullified. You don't even get a chance at that play. If you see the timeout, the second chance shot,
sure.
You don't even see the shot.
But I'm saying that the outcome is the same thing. The Sixers would be they're up 1 point.
No,
they would have gotten fouled by the Knicks. The Knicks have to foul, right? So they're at the free throw line, up 1. I just view the missed rebound as the same as the missed call.
Is, I mean, there's a lot. To your point, Joe, there's a lot in that sequence that could have happened. But none of that happens if the timeout is called while Maxey's on the ground.
You know, also none of that happens if the Sixers don't blow the 10-point lead that they had earlier in the game.
Yeah. Well, you know, Josh Hart, who's obviously, you know, a good player, he is – last night, I thought every time the Sixers got up 10, he had a 3. Didn't it feel like that? Like they were about to blow it open, about to be up 15. And with the way the Knicks play offense, I don't think they'd come back for 15 points. Like if Brunson's cold – it's not easy for them to score a lot of points. Every time the Sixers got up 10, Josh Hart 3, Josh Hart to the basket and 1. It was like, man, they just couldn't fully pull away, and then it was just back and forth. K-Cool's in North Philly. What's up, K-Cool?
Hey, my guys. Good morning.
What's up, K-Cool? What are you feeling this morning?
It's just like the Tobias Harris thing. I'm tired of people calling up. Like, listen, Tobias Harris has been cooked 4 years ago. Can we stop calling up complaining about Tobias Harris? It is what it is with this guy.
Well, you're right on that. It is. Unfortunately, this is who he is. Yep.
And then, first of all, listen, I blame Nick Nurse for not calling that timeout. Even when Brunson hit the 3, he could have called a timeout there. Even when before Maxey caught the ball from Kyle Lowry could have called the timeout. He's an NBA champion, 15-year veteran. You know, he just came from the best coach in the Miami Heat, Spoelstra. This came from him. Like, you should know better in that situation. Even when Maxey had the ball and had clear possession, Maxey could even call the timeout.
It's a great point, K. Cool. You're right. Before he got mugged or hit or knocked down, as soon as he caught it, he could have called a timeout. I mean, sure he had to recognize there were 3 guys around him. It was either going to be a foul or he was going to lose it.
And even if he would have called a timeout, even Josh Hart, he clearly put his hands behind because he wanted – grabbed the foul against Maxey. Maxey could have called the timeout there. You're right. And this is my last point, man. Shout out to Josh Hart, man. You put him on your ticket for 2 threes, and then he turned the ring out in game 6.
No shout outs to Josh Hart.
Hold up, dog. What you doing?
Absolutely not.
No. I mean, listen,
See, that's why nobody likes the NBA, man, because of betting.
I appreciate
stuff like that.
Listen, we appreciate a good parlay around here on FanDuel. I'm all for that. But, like, you don't have to celebrate the Josh Hart.
No, you don't do that.
Is no one able to read the room today? We have Chris starting the show off about the Phillies, which, you know, I love the Phillies. But like,
and Rangers awesome.
Not the time.
Yeah. Not
the time.
Hugh will have
and Johan Rojas doing his thing.
Yeah,
I mean, but I'm not talking about that today. And everybody want to hate on it. Listen,
Nobody's hating on that. Everyone's hating on the Sixers.
People, you know the Twitter.
Don't worry about that. 215-592-9494. Our caller before throwing in the Josh Hart leg of his parlay, which again, right now, I don't care. I mean, congratulations to the parlay. I don't care right now. He's right. I mean, there's several ways that could have changed. The Sixers could have called their own timeout as soon as Brunson hit the shot and set it up better.
So upset.
Then the referees don't have to get involved. You over here with the little engine that could Sixers. They're favorites.
You're not hurting my feelings. I still think they win this series. But Sixers and six. How about that? I'm still bullish on the Sixers.
What is wrong with him?
Should have got that win last night. Should have been 1-1.
I have joked with you about your predictions lately, but you're starting to move in the right direction and making these like big predictions. So I'm just going to say, you know what? Maybe.
That means he's due for an L.
I know. I didn't want to be told.
Feel the hatred. It's okay.
I mean, their heart was ripped out last night.
And they got kicked in the mind.
I just hope they get off the mat because that one is as excruciating of a playoff loss you'll see. Tyrone in Middletown. What's up, Tyrone?
Hey, what's up, guys?
How we doing, Tyrone?
Oh, I'm going to ask you a question. Should I fill up or just put $20 in because I'm at the gas pump?
Fill it up,
wait a minute, Tyrone. First of all, are you driving an SUV or a car? Mid-size car.
Actually, it's a mid-size, and it's
20 bucks. 20 bucks is good. You're good. 20 bucks.
Fill it up.
Yeah, I'm filling it up, but let me ask you this here, buddy. Do you think that the NBA overall, this is a point I have to make about the NBA. Can you hear me?
Yes, yeah, we got you. We got you.
Yeah, because the guy's cutting grass. Do you think that when you look at sports in general, do you think that the NBA in particular and big-time basketball in general, do you think that the integrity of the game is being influenced by how much money and the spectacle and the TV and everything else that I'm not going to mention? But because last night it was egregious. Check this out. You got a referee 5 feet away from Kyle Lowry. You got Maxey in the corner. In 3 seconds, he gets tugged with the left hand, grabbed with the right hand, spun around, and then Josh Hart comes up and hit him with an uppercut to the ribs. And then he falls down, but no call. I mean, this is egregious where it's like, do you think the NBA in general is more playing to the ratings and the long-term thing? Because I grew up playing basketball. I reffed a game at the first time at about 13 years old, reffing practices. A foul is supposed to be a foul. An offensive foul, if you don't establish possession, is a charge.
Yeah. Well, Tyrone, I'm with you that I believe, and I never understood the you can't call it their thing. And Tyrone, we appreciate the phone call. I don't think gambling or money is affecting referees. I mean, now look, someone personally might be doing it, but like in general, I don't think it is, right? Like there could be someone like the Tim Donahue thing that always is possible. The guy, Jonte Porter, just got banned from the NBA. I don't know if any one individual is doing something illegal. I don't think overall though, these guys, they just make mistakes sometimes.
Yeah. I think that's the case, but I do see the other side of it, Joe. When you see stuff that happens, that it feels like it's that egregious. You even had a Knicks fan and Stephen A. Smith talk about, maybe Maxey was fouled, but they didn't call it. I think it raises eyebrows.
Sure it does.
It definitely raises eyebrows.
Yeah.
And especially raises eyebrows when you have, say, a referee that has been calling the game a certain way the whole time, but then towards the end of the match or the game, he calls it differently. Now, I will say this about the NBA, which I think is different than any other sport. And, well, I'll say this. It's starting to get that way in the NFL. When we start to recognize officiating crews and we know how they call games, who was it? It was a player last year that whenever he played against this officiating crew.
Scott Foster and Harden.
Yes. Yeah.
And Chris Paul.
Chris Paul, that's who it was. Yeah. Chris Paul, that it never went their way. Yeah. So it's something to be said about officiating crews that they're known for their calls or not calls or how they call certain games.
We also have so much data now and we have so much information and stuff is blasted out there that we kind of know stuff that maybe used to be in the dark before. 215-592-9494. We'll talk to Dr. Dope Howard coming up at 11:30. All your phone calls and reaction last night next, plus more audio from Joel Embiid after the game. A confident Joel Embiid. We'll react to that, and we'll let you hear Charles Barkley's reaction to Joel's body language. I thought this was really interesting after game. It's all coming up next, the Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Okay, guys, we got to put our trays up for takeoff.
Where's Dad?
Oh, he's in the back. We could only get 3 seats together.
Daddy has my pillow.
We'll get it later. Can you not put your feet up, please?
Why aren't we going?
We must be in line for takeoff.
Like security?
Well, that was a different line.
I have to go.
We just sat down.
But I have to go.
The seatbelt sign's on.
Why aren't we moving?
Hey, no kicking.
We're just 15th in line for takeoff.
Son of a...
Don't go there. Go on a real vacation. Go RVing. Learn more at GoRVing.com.